geography will play a key role in future threats to Asia's economic convergence. On the one hand, Asia's landlocked and mountainous countries, such as Afghanistan and the former Soviet republics in Central Asia, continue to severely lag behind their coastal neighbors. Similarly, water-stressed regions tend to severely lag behind irrigation-based regions. In addition, virtually all of Asia is highly vulnerable to climate change. Rising temperatures will threaten crop yields in the tropics and subtropics, and climate change threatens to destabilize reliable access to water for agriculture and household use. The Middle East possesses conditions not seen in any other part of the world. On the positive side, by virtue of its situation between Europe and Asia, the region can surely be a center of global trade and cultural exchange. That, after all, was its vocation a millennium ago, and it is the role that the United Arab Emirates have been successfully recreating as the Middle East's trading and tourist center. Being in the middle has also exposed the region to centuries of interference and meddling by neighboring countries and distant powers. It is a region that is particularly difficult to defend militarily because it is vulnerable to attack from so many directions. Outside interference reached extraordinary and dangerous levels in the 20th century, and it continues today as a result of the region's vast oil holdings. The imperial powers of Europe before World War II and the United States after the war relentlessly manipulated the region, always with both eyes firmly on the prize. Appropriately enough, the prize is the title of an epic history of oil in the region by Daniel Yergin. Such manipulations have often achieved short-run benefits for the intervening power, control over oil, and long-term instability within the region and inflamed opposition toward the meddling power. Now the United States has created a region inflamed with anti-American sentiment, which the United States continues to feed with short-term sales of advanced weaponry to one side or another. One year Saudi Arabia, the next Iraq, and then Iran, and so on. Yet it is the underlying ecology that truly defines the region. The Middle East is arid, and likely to become even more so as climate change proceeds. Oil-rich states can convert their oil wealth into the world's most expensive freshwater through desalination. The rest of the region, such as Yemen, Syria, Jordan, and Palestine, faces fearsome and growing water challenges. Until recently, ecological stress had been compounded by an extraordinary population increase, which raised the population of the Middle East from 50 million in 1950 to 212 million in 2005. Fortunately, most of the region has experienced a significant fertility decline in recent decades, from an average TFR of 6.5 during 1950 to 1955 to 3.2 during 2000 to 2005. And some of the countries, notably the United Arab Emirates, are quickly becoming global trading hubs. It is in Africa, though, that the difficulties of geography, fiscal distress, and governance come together to create the epicenter of the world's development challenge. For a generation, the region has suffered rising poverty, hunger, disease, and environmental stress. Geography affects African development in every direction. The tropical environment, combined with poverty, results in the highest disease burden in the world. Much of the population is far from coasts and navigable rivers, perhaps partly the result of moving to the interior to flee the depredations of slavery in earlier centuries, and partly because farming conditions are better in the interior highlands. Hazards of drought are severe in the drylands and savanna ecozones, where roughly two-thirds of the population lives. Yet even in Africa, solutions abound to break the poverty trap. Public investments in agriculture, health, education, and infrastructure can unlock the private investments in agro-processing, manufacturing, and services. Africa could begin to boom. We take up that possibility in the next chapter.